just even the concept of managing nutrients from a swine operation always faces a little additional scrutiny from the environmental community. What, from a big picture outlook, what can be done to offset some of those concerns?
Well, Don, it's always been being with New Fashion Pork for over 20 years and being their director of environmental services, that was my everyday task and make sure we're in compliance. And there's, so much documentation that has to be created and kept. And just always aggravated me. I mean, we've been preaching recycling since the 40s, and that's exactly what we're doing. It's a natural fertilizer, the manure, and certainly easier to uptake by the crops. And then when we have to comply with the regulations in a commercial fertilizer, they can, they don't. So that's always been a frustration. But yeah, I think the natural fertilizer has never received the credit that it's due. And certainly we have the regulations for the 2% of the bad actors. And the pork industry is always on the cutting edge as far as embracing new technologies. And so back in 2003, we started, New Fashion Pork started working with Bioverse to develop some of these products that Bioverse has now under their Healthy Farm division. And so they created a unique delivery using corn resin that will decompose within, 60 to 90 days. And you can throw these spheres, or these slats, as we call them, spheres into the lagoon, slats into the deep pit barns. And they're filled with microbials, bacillus and enzymes that break down differently, different time in these plastic bags, and so you get some longevity treatment, for 6 months or so. And so when I started doing that, basically to keep the pits liquefied, help with vector control, and, there's some odor benefits there as well. But what we started seeing is that our nutrient values started elevating. And so, we were probably averaging 45 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 gallons. And all of a sudden, after, 5 years of monitoring it, we're up at 70 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 gallons. So in the Midwest, there is value added there, and certainly environmentally friendly, because you're applying fewer gallons per acre. And especially if we call it zone tillage, but especially if you no-till, you're strategically placing that manure in a strip. And then with the technology of RTK, real-time kinetics, it will place that corn kernel within an inch of where you laid that manure. And so, precise farming is here, and certainly a sustainable path. So we grabbed hold of that, Don, and so we knew that the Bioverse product, broke down the manure to a simpler form, and then we added directly into the pit a nitrogen stabilizer. And so that product kept the nitrogen or the nutrients suspended in the pits until it went out in the field. And then once it went out in the field, that's when the nitrogen stabilizer, started doing its work, reducing greenhouse gases, the volatility of greenhouse gases, and then also kept that nitrogen in the root zone. So it slowed the process, preventing nitrates from percolating into the groundwater. So that was a huge benefit. And then what happens, you got more nutrients right there, and you got better yields, and we've seen our at New Fashion Pork, they have a farming division, BWT Holdings, and they farm about over 16,000 acres. And so and I'm going to say 85% of the ground is fertilized with manure, and they have seen their yields improve over the years. So There's a lot said there, Don.
Obviously, I think all crop producers understand the value of swine manure for fertilizer. When you take a look at a product like this, does that even enhance, maybe even create a revenue stream for the producer?
It does, Don. Initially, we had enough manure to cover our ground at BWT, and then once we saw the nitrogen values increase, well, we had more manure to continue to cover new ground, but also selling the manure to our farmers. And so, I mean, you know, when I was with New Fashion Pork, we ended up, you know, and especially the last couple of years when the inputs were so high, I mean, we sold a large volume of manure to our neighbors, and due to how we manage and treat the manure. So it's definitely a value added. Now, you know, I don't think it's going to work out in North Carolina where they struggle with the nutrients, but it definitely is a home run for the Midwest.
So this technology started in Europe, is that right?
Well, it's the research did on the diacine diamine, or DCD, is the specific product. And so we have taken that and massaged it a little bit to fit our program. But, yeah, it's, you know, research on that started back in the 90s. So it's well documented. And, I believe most regulatory agencies acknowledge its ability. And we're, you know, really trying to work hard in Minnesota to get the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency to fully understand the benefits of that product. And it's just not the DCD, but there are other products out there. But we think we have the best. So, yeah.
So does it, when you mentioned Pollution Control Agency, what's their role in this, I guess?
Well, you know, I mean, just right now, I think the MPCA, they're looking to create new regulations and really impacting the application of manure, you know, in certain more sensitive areas within the state. They're, you know, they would like to see split applications, which is, you know, economically and weather-wise almost impossible. But they need to truly acknowledge the technology, not just the nitrogen stabilizers, but other techniques. Like I said, the pork industry is always looking for a better way to operate. And they just need to keep that technology door open so we can still be economically sound, but yet give us the latitude to protect the environment as well. So, you know, it needs to be a win all the way around. So, but yeah, it's, some of the language has acknowledged it, but I don't think to the degree that it should be, you know, because just what it does. I mean, it keeps the manure where it's supposed to be if you're injecting it, and especially if you're no-tilling. So,
Jay, where are we in the process? Is this being marketed to producers at this point, or we're still in the trial stage? Or
yeah.
Help me.
Yeah, no, appreciate you asking that, Don. Yeah, so basically we have labeled it as a nutrient value program. So, in other words, if you start this program, I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. It will happen very quickly if you have a new barn. I mean, this even works in a straight nursery barn. So with New Fashion Pork, we built some nursery barns, and usually that manure is pretty dilute because the turns are so quick and the wash water. And so, you know, a nursery barn usually will be in the 20s to, you know, good nursery would be, you know, high 30s, you know, per 1,000 gallons of nitrogen. Well, the first year when we applied this product, it was in the 40s. And now those nurseries are operating in the, you know, 50 pounds per 1,000 gallons of nitrogen. So it takes, you know, 3 to 5 years to get that nutrient value up where you see a substantial increase. So it is a program. It's not going to happen over one application, but it takes a while to establish your bacterial environment and and you know, through the process. So we have you know, steps how to move forward with this program and feel confident that everyone that follows the protocol will see increased values in their nutrients.
I'm based in North Dakota. Do you see some of these kind of technologies that for some of the people that are maybe brand new to the industry that certainly helpful to them, or what are your thoughts there?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, there are a lot of products out there and a lot of claims, but I guess what I'm saying, I have worked with these products since 2003. You know, I'll put my butt on the line. They work. And of course, each operation is unique unto itself. But I think we have the right people to figure out a strategy that'll work for everyone. Is it the silver bullet in, you know, saving everything and the answer to sustainable farming into the enviros? No, but it is a well-documented program, and it will, I believe it'll work for everyone. And we're also into the cattle and chicken operations as well. You know, it's a different manure for those guys, but we have the product, you know, with, you know, the dairy and cattle, you know, they have a lot more cellulose in their waste. And so we have developed the product to, you know, tackle that cellulose and get it liquefied and basically the same thing, probably not as dramatic as the pork manure, you know, but still very, very helpful. So, yeah, I think anyone that is interested, I mean, it works. We can set you up a program, but, you know, we'd need to, you know the basic layout of your operation. Are you deep pitted barn or lagoon or so forth? And yeah, we can massage that to, you know, work within your operation. My direct phone number is area code 507-727-2020. Jay Moore, and my title is Healthy Farm Strategist. So yeah, that call will come straight to me. But like I say, look up Healthy Farms or even Bioverse. We're all over the web, so you know, easy to find.